Hi, friends, and welcome to my treehouse. My name's Miss Adventure, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. You can grab a hold of the rope ladder and climb on up to join me. Watch your step, and grab a cushion to sit on. Here at Miss Adventure's treehouse, I love having fun, being silly, sharing stories, making new friends, and in the process, learning what makes Jesus so special, and what makes us so special to Him. I have another friend from one of our stories with me here today. Who do you think it is? Would you like a little clue? Oh, I've got an idea. Have you ever played the game Two Truths and a Lie? In that game, you tell two things that are true about yourself and one that's not true, and see if everyone else can guess which one is not really true about you. Mystery guest, would you like to tell our friends two things that are true and one that's not about you, and see if they can guess who you are? He's nodding his head yes and tipping his hat. Oops. I hope I didn't give away too much already. Let's see. First, my best sense is my sense of smell. Number two, in my profession, I must be very aware of my surroundings using all of my senses. And lastly, I'm amazing at kung fu. I'm pretty sure I know which one isn't true. Do you, friends? And do you know who this is visiting the treehouse today? Mystery guest that's not good at kung fu. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Dudley Doodle, the case-solving poodle here, at your service. And you got it right, Miss Adventure. I'm no good at kung fu.
I wonder if any of our friends are. Oh, Detective, since you're here, one of my friends, Gianna, has a question for you.
I'd love to answer it, as long as it's not too hard.
Take it away, Gianna.
Hi, Miss Adventure. My name is Gianna, and I'd like to ask Detective Dudley what was his hardest case.
Very good question, Gianna. Thank you for assuming that I can tackle hard cases. Let me just think here. The one with the elephant and the giant sticky bubblegum bubble was pretty easy. The time I found Ant's tiny magnifying glass was a good bit harder. Oh, I know! My hardest case was one I like to call the case of the missing leg.
That sure sounds odd.
It does. Until you know the leg belonged to an octopus. They have eight, so every now and again one can go missing without it being a big deal.
Really?
Sure, of course. It was the type of octopus that was missing a leg that really caused the quandary, though.
Friends, do you know there are different kinds of octopus?
Oh, yes. There are actually about 300 different types of octopus. The one that needed my help finding its leg was a variety called the mimic octopus. You see, mimic octopi have this amazing ability, and I mean amazing, to make themselves look like different things. They can change their color, and even the pattern of their skin to look like their surroundings.
That does sound amazing.
Yes, but they also have been known to shift their shape into the shape of other sea life to scare off predators. That's why they're called the mimic octopus. They mimic or act like other creatures.
Fascinating.
Even more so is that these creatures are so good at what they do. Creatures of your type.
You mean humans?
Yes, humans didn't even know they existed until 1998.
Kids, your parents might have been kids back then.
It wasn't all that long ago.
Wow. I love how creative God is in his creation. And that he would create something just for his enjoyment all these years like the mimic octopus, and then allow us to discover its amazingness.
Remarkable, really.
So what happened in this really tough case? Were you able to find the octopus leg?
Yes, and no. The octopus actually found it himself. Which was actually great, because I'm not great at holding my breath underwater. He had just transformed into the color of the seafloor and forgotten to switch the unlucky tentacle back to its normal color. When he did, a few days later, Voila! There it was. Well, it sounds like a tough case that I'm glad he was able to help you crack. And guess what, friends? Today's story is also about a mimic octopus. Don't they sound like so much fun being able to change their color and shape to look like other things? Are you ready to meet one? Today's story is about Olivia, a toddler mimic octopus, and her daddy. Before we jump in, I want to say thank you to some friends. Gianna, thank you for sending me a question for Detective Doodle. Yes, thank you, Gianna. And Eden, Zeke, Eleanor, Ephraim, Moshe, Haven, and Natalie, thank you for sending me your beautiful artwork. And also, thank you everyone who submitted a drawing for the Treehouse Upgrade Contest. God has given you all such creative minds and artistic talent. The winner will be announced along with the new features in the Treehouse in our next episode. If you would also like to send me a drawing you've made, I'd love to see it too. Your adult can email it to me or send it through Facebook. Both links are available in the show notes. Okay, it's time to jump in. Today's story is called Hearty or Not, Ready I Come. Let's go.
Dad! Hey, Daddy!
Olivia giggled his name excitedly from just outside her father's burrow.
Daddy, come play! Please?
She stuck her longest tentacle into Dad's burrow and tickled him.
Can I sleep just a few more minutes?
Oh, Daddy, come on! The sun is up! Can't you see the bright? Come on, let's play!
Dad squished and swished his way slowly from the burrow into the light of the open ocean.
Good morning, sweetheart.
He rubbed his eyes with a tentacle and patted his daughter Olivia on the head.
Hi, Daddy. Are you ready to play now?
Let's grab a quick breakfast and then we can play. What is it you're so excited to play, sweet girl?
Hide and seek. I want to hide first.
Olivia, being the only child, always got to pick what the two played when Dad had time to spend together.
Okay, Squishy, sounds fun. Open your mouth, I'll send you a fishy snack. Then we'll play.
Dad said as he swooshed a tiny fish toward his toddler.
I'm not really hungry. Oh, thanks, Daddy. Now can we play?
You betcha.
Dad covered his eyes.
One, two... You better start hiding. Three, four, five. Now where could my squishy be?
Dad said in a tone that almost caused Olivia to giggle and give herself away.
Is she under this rock?
He ducked his head under the nearest rock.
Oh, googly moogly. I thought I had her. Is she under me?
Dad swam upward with a big swoosh and sway of his tentacles and looked down.
Nope, not there either.
Olivia couldn't contain her laughter this time.
How about in her burrow?
He made his tentacles change color to match the sand of the ocean bottom, stuck one inside the small hole in the ground, just as she had done earlier, and tickled.
I'm not in here.
Olivia squealed.
Is that so?
Dad stuck his eyeball right up to the burrow hole.
Nope, not in here,
she said as she looked right at Dad's protruding eye.
Well, I better look somewhere else then, I guess.
As Dad scooted off to look under another rock, Olivia emerged from the burrow.
Boo!
She shouted. Dad picked her up in his arms.
Found ya!
And spun around to celebrate his find.
Again, Daddy, again, please?
Well then, my squishy, you gotta go hide again.
Before Dad could turn around and close his eyes, Olivia jumped out of his arms and backed herself into the same burrow she had just come out of.
One, two, skip a few, 9, 10, here I come again.
Dad bellowed and headed away from the burrow in search of Olivia.
I'm not over there, she giggled.
I really thought I heard my squishy girl. Where could she be?
Dad flattened his body and turned the color of the ocean floor as he swam. Olivia's giggle stopped abruptly in a bit of a panic. Dad was just there looking under a rock, but now Olivia couldn't see him at all from the small entrance to her burrow.
Boo!
He whispered as he reappeared at the opening of the burrow, but this time with striped tentacles wiggling toward her that looked like sea snakes.
You're funny, Daddy. Again!
Again and again, Olivia hid in her underwater burrow, waiting to be found by her father. And again, despite his silly questioning where in the world Olivia could be, he found her in the exact same spot.
Now isn't it your turn to seek my squish?
He tickled her wildly with all 8 tentacles.
Don't we get to switch after 12 turns?
No!
Oh?
Dad shifted his shape and color to look like a bottom-scrounging flounder and seemed to vanish before Olivia's eyes again.
Okay, Daddy, come back. I can find you now.
Yay! Do you remember how to count, my love?
Dad asked as he returned to his octopus shape and touched his head to Olivia's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here I go. Count to 10 and then come find me.
Okie dokie. See you soon.
Olivia squinted her eyes shut tight and wrapped 2 of her tentacles across her face.
1, 2, 3, 6, 4, 7, 10. Here we are not. Ready I come.
Olivia shifted her shape and her colors as she swam, trying to be just like Dad.
Hide and seek, I go find you, peeky peek.
She stopped to look under a huge rock near her burrow.
Daddy? Nope, but I am going to find you.
She circled around to the back side of the rock and took a peek.
Nope. Oh, that's where I left you,
she exclaimed, finding her newest favorite toy in the whole world.
Unicorn!
She sang as she picked up a single kernel of corn. Olivia paused, remembering meeting her unicorn just a week earlier. Dad had found it not far from their home.
Hey, sweet squishy girl, guess what? I've got a new food for you to try. It's one of the ones the human creatures eat. The creatures that swim around with masks and those funny pretend flippers and make lots of bubbles. It's actually really tasty.
No thanks,
Olivia had told him. She was not a fan of trying new foods.
Oh, come on, sweetheart. Just give it a try. It's called corn.
Corn?
Olivia spun around.
Unicorn?
And with that, a friendship was born between an octopus and her new favorite toy, a unicorn. Forgetting her game of hide-and-seek, she celebrated finding her lost friend.
My unicorn!
She threw it up high in the water and let it slowly drift down toward her again, mesmerized with the way it sparkled in the sunlight and drifted so slowly as if it were dancing. She bumped her unicorn from tentacle to tentacle as she danced and sang,
My unicorn, my unicorn, I love you, little unicorn. Daddy, watch me and my unicorn dance. Daddy?
Oh no, I forgot Daddy.
Olivia quickly suctioned her little kernel of corn with one of her tentacle suckers and took off swimming again. Daddy watched the whole thing from his hiding spot, attached to a piece of coral a stone's throw away from Olivia and her unicorn. He had changed his color to match the orangish coral and opened one eye just enough to keep watch over Olivia. Barely moving a muscle, he smiled at her silliness.
Daddy?
She approached and looked directly under the coral he was attached to.
Nope. Hey, Olivia!
Olivia spun around, twirling her tentacles in haste, almost slapping Dad in the face.
Who's there?
She asked.
Just me, Liv. Oh, hi, Squeeze.
She breathed a sigh of relief when she saw it was Squeeze, her squid friend, and not an enemy.
What you up to?
Just playing with my unicorn.
Oh, what is that?
She's my favorite toy. See?
She shoved her tentacle with her special friend quickly towards Squeeze's eye.
Oh, okay. Can I play?
Sure.
What exactly do you do with a unicorn?
Well, you do this,
she said, surprised that Squeeze would even need to ask such a silly question, and threw her beloved toy up toward the sky. She spun around as the corn descended and landed right on the top of her head.
Heh, you're silly, Liv.
Show me again. Sure.
Again, she threw her unicorn into the air and did a little dance, copying her unicorn's sway as it fell.
Gotcha, unicorn!
Squeeze exclaimed as he swam above his friend and caught her prized possession.
Can't catch me, Olivia!
He hollered as he swooshed away from her. Dad watched as Olivia chased Squeeze away from the coral he was attached to. He knew Olivia better than anyone else. And if he knew anything about her at all, it was that she could get lost in her imagination for hours. It took nothing more than the distraction of a single kernel of corn to get her off track. And with a friend to join in the fun, he was certain he wouldn't be seeing Olivia anytime soon if he stayed put. So he made a plan.
I'll disguise myself as a striped lionfish. My tentacles will look like spines if I hold them just so. She'll never recognize me, and I can go check up on her from a distance,
he thought. And off he went, swimming nothing like an octopus, in the direction of his squishy.
So brave knight,
Olivia looked at Squeeze.
My unicorn and I are trapped inside this castle. The bad guy.
She paused and looked around for inspiration. Olivia saw Dad, not knowing it was him, swimming in the distance, and pointed in his direction.
The bad guy, Lionfish, has captured me, the princess, and I can't escape. Help! I will rescue you, princess of the Underwater Kingdom. To the rescue!
Squeeze cried out.
Help! Help! I'm here, fair princess, and unicorn.
He bowed slightly.
Oh, thank you.
She gave a quiet neigh of thanks from Unicorn. Olivia looked back at the vast ocean and noticed that the lionfish was getting closer. Her pretend cry for help changed to real fear.
Squeeze?
It's Sir Brave Knight to you, princess,
Squeeze corrected.
No, Squeeze, stop playing for a second. Look, the evil lionfish is actually coming.
Aren't they for real dangerous?
They can be, but only if you threaten them. Stay with me, Liv, I'll protect ya. Thanks, Squeeze,
she said as she wrapped a tentacle around his middle. Seeing Olivia, Dad, the lionfish-shaped octopus, relaxed and found a place to hide in the distance, among some coral, where he could keep an eye on Olivia and still not be found.
Phew, I think he's gone.
Olivia blew out a breath that released all her anxiety.
See, I told you there was nothing to worry about.
Once their anxiety faded, Olivia and Squeeze played together for hours. Not once did Olivia stop to remember that she had left Dad hiding somewhere, waiting on her to find him. Well, that is, until...
Oh no, Liv, I gotta go!
Squeeze said in a hurry as he quickly swam off.
Mom told me to be back home after I took a swim around the block, and I just now remembered.
Olivia turned to say goodbye, but Squeeze was already a long way off. Several thoughts swam through her mind, one after the other.
Unicorn and I didn't get to say goodbye to Squeeze. I hope Squeeze doesn't get in too much trouble. I'm sure I would be in trouble with Dad if I was ever gone for a long time.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Daddy was hiding from me. Oh, no.
Olivia's tentacles drooped by her sides and her head hung low, ashamed that she had completely forgotten about her game of hide-and-seek with Dad that she had begged him to play. She looked right, then left. Not only did she not see Dad, she then realized she was all alone. And she wasn't even sure which direction home was anymore.
Daddy? Daddy? Daddy?
She swam upward and looked beneath her tentacles. Then she searched the rocky cliff they had been playing castle on, over and under every nook and cranny.
Daddy! Daddy, where are you?
The scary lionfish from earlier that day creeped back into her mind, causing her to search with even more urgency.
Daddy! Daddy! Where are you? Please, Daddy, please find me!
She looked under and around some nearby coral.
Daddy, please!
Tears came to her eyes, clouding her vision. Olivia fought past the fear that tried to paralyze her. She was unsure what to do next except to search with all of her might. She poked tentacles into every burrow in the ground and every hole in the coral and looked behind every rock that she could find. She yelled again for her dad's help when a cloud of dust stirred on the ocean floor. Olivia jumped back, afraid of what she had just uncovered. When the dust settled, what she saw surprised her. It was just a rock.
But rocks don't move.
She wondered at the sight. And then, without notice, the rock did move again. A dark spot appeared on the top of the rock, and then a second one. They looked familiar, like
eyeballs?
She carefully inched closer.
Eyeballs! Daddy, is you!
Different emotions washed over Olivia like waves. First, relief overcame her fear. Then gladness, followed by extreme peace. Olivia swam to and collapsed into her daddy.
Daddy, she cried, I found you!
His tentacles wrapped around her and squeezed.
I guess I'm a good hider.
Olivia's joy and peace turned to sadness.
No, I'm just a bad finder,
Tad laughed.
I got distracted and forgot to find you, Danny. Squeeze came over to play and we were having so much fun I forgot. I'm really sorry.
You should never swim off without telling me where you're going.
He hugged her tighter.
I know.
She sheepishly dared to lift her head and look into her daddy's eyes, afraid of the anger she knew she deserved. Instead, she saw deep love.
And I forgive you, my squish.
You do? Oh, thank you, Daddy.
But know what else?
What?
You were never really alone. I was here the whole time.
You were?
Well, except right when you first followed Squeeze. It took me a few minutes to unhide myself and catch up to you guys.
Oh, Daddy, you're the best. Thank you.
So are you, my squish. I wouldn't leave you alone in this great big ocean. Besides, I still had to prove I was the best hider.
You definitely are. Daddy, can I hide again?
Sure. Head that way toward our burrows to hide, and I'll stop here to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Friends, do you like hide and seek as much as Olivia? Have you ever forgotten to find someone? Once, when my son was a lot younger, he hid from me inside a dirty clothes hamper. It was empty at the time, and he climbed in with his stuffies, and you know what? He closed the lid and fell asleep. I searched for him pretty frantically around the house, and when I found him, I almost woke him up laughing so hard. And I was so relieved. Another time, when my daughter was really little, we were playing hide-and-seek, and she hid from me in the closet. After I found her, she insisted on hiding again and again in the same place, asking me to count and find her again, just like Olivia did with Dad. Hide and seek holds a lot of funny memories for me and my family. It's been one of our favorite games. There have been times in my life when I also felt like God was playing hide and seek with me, like he was hiding from me. But you know what I've learned? He's always there. In our Bible, in Jeremiah 29, verse 13, God said this to his people, "When you look for me with all your heart, you will find me. I will be found by you," announces the Lord. You see, God's people had done some pretty awful things. They had worshipped false gods and didn't trust God or really even want to know him anymore. So he told a guy named Jeremiah to tell his people that he was going to discipline them so that they would turn back to him. He told his people through Jeremiah that they were going to be captured and taken to the home of their enemies. But then he told them good news. He would come back for them and save them and bring them home. He told them that he had a good plan for them. And he said when they would look for him, he would allow himself to be found by them. They didn't deserve that in the least. But God promised that he would show up when they searched with all their hearts. Kind of like Dad did for Olivia. When she searched with her whole heart, meaning her whole octopus self was completely focused on finding Dad, Dad made himself findable for her. Did you see how he was there the whole time, but Olivia didn't even notice? God was there with his people the whole time that they were in the foreign land, too. But it wasn't until they really looked for him that God said he would be found. The same is true for us. God is always there, always available to us who have chosen to follow Jesus, even after we make choices that don't please him. If we return to him and want to be close to him, and when we spend our whole selves searching for him, he will make himself findable. He will show up. He will be close. God wants our whole hearts, friends, all of our attention and love and desires. And I love how he doesn't say we have to be perfect to find him, or that we only get one chance to find him as if it all depended on us. But instead, if we really want to find him, and we search for him, even though he's there the whole time, he'll let us find him and be close to him. Right, Dudley? Dudley?
Boo! Ah! I thought you'd never find me, Miss Adventure.
It's because I wasn't looking. I didn't know you were even hiding from me, silly detective.
Oh, sorry. I forgot that. I guess the hider has to let the seeker know they want to be found, huh? Please forgive me.
Yes, of course.
I guess God must let us know that he wants to be found then, too, huh?
I've never thought about that before, but yes, I think you're right. He puts a desire in our hearts for him so that we start searching for him. Sometimes that happens when something bad happens in our lives and we need him. Like when Olivia was scared of being alone or God's people were taken into captivity by their enemies. Sometimes that happens when we see Jesus' love or peace or patience or joy in someone else and we realize we don't have that. And all the time God calls us to search for him because he showed us his great love when Jesus took on the punishment for our sins so that we could know him. That was the greatest love ever shown, and it definitely beckons us to want to know God, our Father and Creator. Now, silly Dudley, come say bye to our friends.
Goodbye, friends.
Thanks for joining us in the treehouse today. I'm praying for you today as I record this story that God would put a desire in your heart to search for him with your whole self, just as he has in my heart, and find him and know more of his amazing love for you. See you next time. Bye-bye.